You're listening to SBS News.
Reggie Chang is of Southeast Asian descent and spent time in foster care as a teenager. The 28-year-old ended up homeless at the age of 18 and spent time with about five different families over a two-year period. But they feel a little distant from their Cambodian and Chinese heritage at times.
It differs when you're a young person and as an adult. I live alone, so it's kind of like just trying to, like, eating with chopsticks, for example, is one prime example. Like, I only have like three pairs of chopsticks in my house, and I don't always eat with chopsticks.
They say living with a Malaysian family who embraced mealtimes offered a sense of comfort, and they could identify cultural similarities.
You know, I think there's a lot of young people out there who do enter foster care and don't have like a similar culture to their own. And, you know, as much as when I was a young person, having like an Asian family who was similar to my own culture, it made the transition from like living at home to moving into foster care very easy.
There is a significant need for more culturally and linguistically diverse foster carers to fill a gap in the system. Foster care gives children a home when they are unable to remain with their birth family or when other relatives cannot step in to offer support. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says in June 2020, almost 46,000 children were in out-of-home care, and in Victoria, the demand for carers outweighs supply. Prospective carers are referred to agencies like the community organisation Settlement Services International. It helps foster parents in Sydney, the Hunter, Central Coast, as well as northern parts of Melbourne. Reza Tasviri and Mojer Abidi became accredited foster carers through SSI, and they have twins of their own.
Because of the cultural learnings, that all has equipped us to be in a place where we can put ourselves in a situation to be completely aware that in any matter of life and when it comes to caring for children, culture does play a role. It's not something that we can rule out. We need to be aware of it.
The Iranian-born couple have been in Australia for 15 years and will soon welcome a foster child into their home. They were initially unsure about whether they were suitable to be foster carers, but Mojer Abedi is encouraging anyone who is hesitant to ask questions.
Now we know that, like the society, like the community, the fostering families need to be from, you know, different backgrounds, different, you know, beliefs, different faiths.
Deb Sabaris is the chief executive of the Centre for Excellence in Child and Family Welfare. She says children have better outcomes when they have consistent living arrangements.
For children from sort of multicultural, multi-faith backgrounds, it's actually about maintaining tradition and culture that they're familiar with, some of the familiarities of their life with their biological families.
Ms. Sabaris says some barriers to recruiting more foster carers include queries about visa status, but emergency or respite care are still options for carers to consider. And matching children to parents from a similar background can make a big difference.
It's always delightful to hear kids talk about the food they eat, the family traditions they have, and then when they're able to continue those, they're safer and we definitely get better outcomes for them.
Sometimes foster care is a temporary living setting, but for others, like Reggie Chang, some children do not return to their biological families.
When I was younger, there wasn't a service to help you stay in foster care past the age of 18. So I ended up homeless and kind of visiting different youth refuges before I found stable accommodation through a community housing organisation.
In Victoria, Fostering Connections is a service that promotes the need for carers to open up their homes to young people. This joint initiative, with support from the Victorian Government, hopes to ensure that foster carers reflect the diverse population. Prospective carers need to undergo training and relevant checks as part of the accreditation process. And foster carers looking after First Nations children receive extra support to enhance their knowledge of Aboriginal culture and to help the children understand their identity. Cultural Diversity Week and Harmony Week continue until March 27. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.